From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has called the timing of the FBI's announcement that it's assessing new evidence in her case unprecedented and deeply troubling. Clinton spoke Saturday at a campaign appearance in Daytona, Florida.
So no matter what they throw at us in these last days, we're not going to back down. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to get knocked off course because we know how much this election matters.
FBI Director James Comey said in a letter to lawmakers Friday that new emails have surfaced that are related to Clinton's case, despite an FBI tradition of avoiding controversial actions in the days leading up to an election. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump on Saturday called this latest wrinkle the lowest point in the history of our country.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
Trump spoke at a campaign event in the swing state of Colorado. Central Italy has been rocked by another strong earthquake, the latest since a deadly quake on August 24th. Italy's Civil Protection Authority says the powerful 6.6 magnitude quake early Sunday brought down buildings in numerous places across the area. Some 20 people sustained light injuries, according to authorities. That there were no reports of deaths was largely due to the fact that thousands of residents left their homes after two strong jolts last week in the area. VOA News. A U.S. government monitoring agency says Afghanistan's security forces battling the resurgent Taliban have suffered around 15,000 casualties, including 5,523 fatalities in the first 8 months of 2016. The agency has also warned of eroding gains the war-shattered country has made with the help of the international community. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, in its quarterly report published Sunday, noted the Afghan government lost 2.2% of territorial control during this year's fighting. Australia's parliament is set to vote on a plan that would ban any refugees who arrive in the country by boat from ever obtaining a visa to live there or even visit or establish a business. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the lifetime ban is being enacted to deter smugglers who bring the migrants to Australia. However, while the proposed legislation is supposedly aimed at stopping the smugglers, it's the thousands of refugees from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East who will be directly affected. The new law would impact boat people who were sent by July 19, 2013, to one of Australia's offshore processing camps on the Pacific islands of Nauru or Papua New Guinea's Manus. Canberra already bans them from resettling in Australia, even if they're found to be actual refugees. Instead, the government gives the asylum seekers the options of returning home, making a life on one of the processing camp islands, or going to a third country. Turkey has dismissed more than 10,000 civil servants as the government continues its crackdown following a failed coup in July. News of the removal of the academics, teachers, and health workers was published late Saturday. Turkey has already ousted more than 80,000 civil servants and arrested more than 30,000 in connection with the coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly accused cleric Fethullah Gulen of being behind the coup attempt that left at least 270 people dead. South Korea's president, who's in the middle of an influence-peddling scandal, accepted the resignation of several of her top aides Sunday. A presidential spokesman said Park Geun-hye accepted the resignations of her chief of staff and the senior secretaries for policy coordination, political affairs, civil affairs, and public relations. Also Sunday, the woman who's at the center of the president's political scandal returned to Seoul from Germany. Choi Soon-sil's lawyer said Choi will actively respond to prosecutors' investigation and will testify. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.